The sun hadn't come up by the time Hugh Neff pulled his team into mile 101 on the Steese Highway. It's the second-to-last checkpoint on the Yukon Quest Trail. Neff quickly bedded his team down and beelined for a tiny shack where two volunteers were cooking bacon and eggs.
There's eggs, there's coffee.
Neff scurried around the cabin, grabbing at chunks of scrambled eggs with his fingers. He gulped it all down with coffee and water and rubbed the steam from the window with the back of his hand.
Did he go through or no?
He was watching for rival Alan Moore, who was hot on his tail. When he arrived, Moore did not bed down his team. Instead, he dropped his snow hook, ran for the cabin, and also grabbed a plate full of breakfast inside.
I'm going out right now.
Right now.
As soon as I put this in my sled. See you down the trail.
Bye.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Moore took the plate of food to his sled, jumped on the runners, and took off. Neff had hoped for Moore to stay.
Well, it'll go according to plan if he beds down his team, because then I'll pick mine up in about 10 minutes.
When the Two Rivers musher blew through, Neff finished his eggs, walked back to his sled, pulled his dogs from the straw, and took off down the trail. He didn't catch Moore by the time they both reached Two Rivers, the last checkpoint on the trail. As the two frontrunners made their way down the trail, Brent Sass was making up time on Jake Berkowitz. Sass had left Central from the mountain summit only minutes behind Berkowitz, whose team took a little time to wake up from a four-hour rest. Sass caught Berkowitz at Eagle Summit. Rumors flew about what the two were up to until Brent Sass finally pulled into the checkpoint under a blazing midday sun.
Oh, man. Well, Eagle Summit tried to claim another one, but we didn't let him.
Not even a minute and a half later, Jake Berkowitz pulled in with more details.
Did I check your gear?
Yeah. An hour ago, you could have seen it all over Eagle Summit.
Oh, I could have been there.
Yeah,
I had little
caches all the way up the mountain.
But it wasn't until after both teams were bedded down for a long rest that Berkowitz met Sass inside to share a plate full of bacon and a story about his dogs.
And we just started going up the saddle, and I think they just got overwhelmed with the steepness of it, and then they just were.
It was deep snow too, so it was really tough. Like your runners would get stuck in it.
I mean, there's a lot of snow up there.
Yeah.
Probably waist deep. I made a pretty quick decision. I unhooked the dog team from the sled, grabbed my snow hook, and walked my entire dog team up to the top. Went back and got my sled. The problem with the sled is there's so much snow you can't push it, and as soon as you let go of it, it slides all the way back down, so I had to tip it over on its side and then pull it like I was pulling up a treasure from the ocean or something.
That's why I came over the hill.
Yeah.
I was fully intending on being, oh, there's no one there, you know, and everyone's gone already. And then I saw the dog team with no sled, like, just below the top of the hill, and it was like, oh, no, you know.
By that time, he had gotten up to the top, and I'd gotten my sled up to my dogs and was back down because I had to take everything out, and I got a bunch of tug lines and tied them like you would a bunch of grocery bags together and started walking up, and there Brent comes over the... I thought it was one of the photographers just coming over to the hill to laugh at me or something. It was Brent coming down, and he grabbed one of my sleeping bags and that pile and walked up to the top, and we got the teams together, and I let him pass me back, and we were off the mountain. Giving up wasn't an option, and it was great to have him there and come by at that time.
And that's the reason that I turned around. I mean, my motto is attitude is everything. And when I went by Jake, and he had like a smile on his face as he's dragging his sled up the mountain, you know, right then and there, it was like, I'm coming back to help this guy, because that's what it's about, you know. It's about having a good time and not, I mean, if he would have been cussing his dogs out and cussing the mountain out and everything else, you know, I may not have went back and helped him. I may have just kept going and let him flounder in his frustration, but he had a positive attitude in that situation, and it takes a strong head to do that.
Sass and his now retired lead dog Silver are well known for rescuing other mushers from tough conditions. Sass's lead dog this year, Celia, is the 2.5-year-old daughter of Silver.
Yep, Celia is following her father's footsteps.
Neither musher seems to mind the time they lost on the ordeal. In fact, Berkowitz conceded the trail and potentially a third-place finish to Sass. He says he's proud to do so. On the Yukon Quest Trail at mile 101 I'm Emily Schwing.